It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 51 for May 1st, 2006, the Verilux Full Spectrum Book Light. Support for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Leo Laporte, your announcer, speaking. And now, get ready for Dick! Another week begins as we enter our second sesquicentennial of the show. Dick DiBartolo, I don't know, it's episode 51. What is that, I don't know what it is.
Aren't those giant trees that grow out in Washington State?
Ah, yes, the sesquicentennials are in blossom.
Exactly. You could drive a car through one of them there.
We are in our 51st episode. Kind of neat because it is 5-1, May 1st, for episode 51. That's kind of neat, huh?
Right. And as I like to say, if we were doing a weekly podcast, we'd be coming up to a year tomorrow. Yeah. Amazing.
But in fact, we're only in like our third month, I think. Something like that.
March, April. Yeah, we are.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So happy May Day to you.
Do
you celebrate May Day by dancing around the May pole?
Just a little. I mean, is there something wrong?
Is there anything wrong with that?
I mean, I have a backyard. It's not like I'm doing it in public.
You know, when I was growing up, and I'm sure nobody does this anymore, but when I was growing up, one of the local schools, maybe it was one I was going to, would have a maypole. Dan, do you know what a maypole is even? Do people even know anymore?
Doesn't a maypole, it's just like a pole with streamers?
Exactly. And the girls would dance, but they would go over under, so it would kind of braid the ribbons around the pole, and that was something you did on May Day. And it makes me feel very old to even remember that because it seems so antiquated, arcane. Does anybody still do that? I don't know.
Well, you know, growing up in Brooklyn,
we didn't do the maypole. Although that was Providence. It wasn't that far away.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a world away in many ways.
Yeah, it is.
So you grew up in Brooklyn. You have actually never left the island.
I just crossed the river to get to Manhattan, and that's been about it.
That's the extent of your travels. No, you travel a lot, I know.
I travel a lot. I mean,
in fact, you're coming to Canada soon.
I'm coming to Toronto to do some more shows. I love Toronto, by the way. The architecture in Toronto is dazzling. It's just
people
great.
Don't realize that it's a big city. I mean, it's Canada's biggest city. It's 4 million people. I mean, it's by no means. I guess I have to confess that before I really knew anything, in my ignorance, I just thought, it's not going to be that interesting. It's just kind of like almost like a Midwestern kind of boring city. But it's not. It's very cosmopolitan. It's almost the only city that's more diverse that I know of is New York City. I mean, it's very diverse.
And you can get around it easy.
Yep.
And
great food, great friendly. Mass transit. And people are very friendly. You feel very safe there. But enough about this message brought to you by the Toronto Tourist Board. What do you have for us this week?
Oh, today we're going to talk about the Verilux Full Spectrum Book Light. You know full spectrum lighting?
You're into this. Do you get SADs? Seasonal
affect? You know what? Yes, I used to suffer from SAD, which is seasonal
affective disorder.
Which comes when winter comes on, and I would get deeply blue. God, when daylight savings time ended, I would freak out.
And the medical theory for this is that you're not getting enough sun. We're used to having a certain amount of sunlight every day.
Yeah, and I started reading about full spectrum bulbs, which the light is supposed to be more like natural light than a regular incandescent light. And I bought a bunch of them, and I found that they helped.
I think we all suffer from this to some extent. Yeah, I mean, it's been rainy here in California for, it seems, eons. And I'm just kind of not as energetic or as peppy as I am when the sun is shining. I just feel better. Doesn't everybody feel better when the sun's shining?
Leo, I bought a sunlight spotlight and put it out. You know, I have a backyard, and I hid it outside my window, and it came on with a timer.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. So no matter how gloomy out, it looks like there is sunshine in my backyard.
Wow. So you really are serious about this.
Yeah.
And did it make a difference?
It made a difference. And I'll tell you what else I did. I actually rearranged my apartment so that my dining room table, the little table I eat at, is right up against the window, so that this fake light falls on. He's laughing. He's
falling. I am laughing. I didn't realize you'd gone quite so far.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Basically, I like special effects.
Do you have a little recording of Birdsong that comes on and the... Da 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 da. You know, the William Tell Overture.
A few. All right.
What time does the alarm go off?
I don't have any birds. No. What, me? My alarm goes off at 10 a.m. because I go to bed at 4 a.m.
There you go. See, yeah, so that's why you need. So the lamp doesn't come on. The neighbors aren't going, what is it doing?
No,
six
no,
in the morning,
no,
there's
no,
a big
no,
sun
no,
lamp.
It's very discreetly shined into the mind.
But now you don't need this because of Verilux. You can do this.
Exactly. Verilux is a full spectrum, and they make table lamps and... but now they've made their first book light. And actually, I showed this on your show last summer, but it took quite a bit of time for it to get fully distributed. But it's out now. And it's a tiny little full-spectrum book light. And also the light in the book light can run up to 17 hours on two AA batteries.
Oh, see, that's one of the things I don't like about book lights. Generally, is in the past they've burned out.
3 or 4 hours. Yeah, 3 or 4 hours they go.
So is this must be LEDs then?
Well, you know what? It's full spectrum, but it's not really
incandescent
LED.
Light.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how they did it, but they did something neat with it, because if you want to work on an airplane, it comes with a little self-curling USB cable.
Oh, so you plug it into your
plug
laptop.
It into your laptop, and you can use the power of your laptop in a darkened airplane.
And now, now this isn't going to be as bright as your sun lamp. So I mean, does it?
No. This is really just for reading. Yeah. But it's a natural light.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
And certainly, you know, you're not going to put on plays with it. I don't think Broadway uses it. And now we're using 5 full spectrum book lights. That's how big this production is.
It's time for book light theater.
that's very
I like
funny.
It. I think it's
that's very funny. And it comes with a little stand so that you can stand it up or clip it onto a book, and a travel. So you get the light and the travel case and the little self coiling cable, and it's under $25. And there's a little switch, 2 different brightness levels. So for under $25, it's not a bad deal.
I got it might have been this one. I have to
oh, you know what, Leo?
See.
Wait, I just found mine, and it's a cold how do you spell that? Cathode bulb?
Huh. I don't know.
C-A-T-H-O-D.
Oh, cathode. Cold cathode.
Cathode bulb.
Huh.
Okay.
I got one for the cruise, because we were all jammed into one cabin, and I like to read late at night. So we got one for...
Wait a minute. On these cruises... Everybody who goes is in one cabin?
Yeah, 1,500 people in one big cabin.
Wow. Right. Okay. You know what? Remember I said, Leo, could you get me on that cruise?
No, I was kidding.
I was kidding, Leo.
It's a steerage class. They don't... but my mom and my son and I were in one cabin. And,
oh, okay.
And so I didn't want to keep anybody up. And actually... book lights have improved immensely. I think it must have been the Verilux, because it lasted a really long time, and it's been great. Love it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Very good. Oh, you got time for one quick story about Gaines again?
I do. I love these stories. And by the way, your book is still in print, and I highly recommend it to anybody who's a Mad fan. What is it, Mad? Good Days and Mad.
It's good. Good Days and Mad, and it's on Amazon. But if you can't find it, I have lots of copies, so email me. And
do you sell them? What do you do?
We said, oh, you know what?
Now, don't say you're going to send them out, because you're going to get a lot of people.
This is what I normally do for people. I normally say, would you send $15 to an animal charity? And
aww.
So that's normally what I do.
I cherish my copy. You autographed it to me and my daughter, and I will. It is.
Oh, and I you as a verification, you sent me that Xerox of the Leo Laporte Backyard Horse Fund. As your
chair. Yes. And we're still saving for that backyard horse.
don't you have animals? You have some animals, don't you?
We did. We had goats and sheep, but we moved off the farm, you know. We're not on the farm anymore.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
We used to have quite a few animals. And yes, that was quite of a charity. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
When the vet comes
wow.
Boy, it adds up. But, you know, there's a different kind of vet for big animals.
Oh, are they bigger vets?
Yes, they're larger and more muscular because they have more, to hold the animals down.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, imagine. It's a great book. Highly recommend it. Good Days in Med. Is this anecdote in that book? Or?
Yeah, it is.
Tell me about it.
You know, Bill used to take us all on trips around the world. And,
yeah,
and
we were talking about that last time.
When the money was... there was not a lot of bonus money. He said, listen, there's not a lot of money. I'm just going to take everybody to Bermuda on a cruise on, I think it was Carnival. The ship was the Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
So there were 30 of us that he took on this cruise. And one night I was walking on the deck, and an officer of the ship walked by, and I had done some lectures, so he knew who I was. And he said, you know, we are so honored to have the usual gang of idiots on this boat. And he said, really, really thrilled to have the publisher, William M. Gaines. And I said, you know what? You want to play a practical joke on him? And he said, yeah. Well, like what? And I said, well, he is a Marx Brothers fan. And there's a scene in one of the movies where...
The stateroom scene. Yeah,
and
Night at
said,
the
yeah,
Opera.
I know that. He said, well, how can I help? I said, I need about 5 ship's mechanics with big toolboxes. I need waiters with those big trays. I said, could you get me 4 or 5 cleaning people with their carts?
No.
Yes. Leo, he's writing this down.
You staged this?
Yes. And he said, well, how are we going to? So I went to Annie, Bill's wife at the time, and I explained it to her. And I said, Annie, come up with an excuse that Bill will be in his cabin with some clothing on. Because Bill used to sit around with baggy boxers, and that was his entire dress.
I could just
baggy
see him.
Box.
I could just see him doing
You could
that.
Go to dinner at his house, and he'd have baggy boxes on. I think it was a way to cut down on serving people food.
I think so. Lost your appetite.
No one had an appetite.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went in first, and I said, Bill, listen, I just want to thank you. This trip is just turning out to be knock, knock, knock. And he said, oh, Bill, there must be something wrong with the toilet. The plumber comes in, and I'm saying, Bill, this is just one of, knock, knock, knock. Billy, oh, they're here to change the sheets. Bill, they made the beds up. Oh, they have to change it. So, and she comes in. And then I told her earlier, come in and turn on your vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no.
So she's knock, knock, knock. Did you guys order? And the guy can, and Bill said, Annie, what's this? And Annie said, oh, you know, you guys are talking. I thought I'd get a cheese platter.
Oh,
well, about when the fifth knock, Bill started to laugh.
Oh, my God.
And it kept coming.
Oh, my God.
And earlier that day, I met a lady on the ship who had a baby that would not stop crying. I said, do you want to put that crying baby to use? Come to this cabin tonight at 7.
No.
So one day, later, we had about 70 people.
What?
In the cabin.
70 well, people.
Well, Bill had the biggest cabin on the boat. So
nevertheless.
It took. Oh, it was just wall-to-wall people. It was.
Wow.
Well, he. And years later, we were on a trip one day. He said, Dick, that is the funniest practical joke I have ever heard of. That was, so it was great.
I have to agree. I think that, you know what I like about it? It's not mean, it's funny, and it took a lot of effort.
It
was clever. It was very creative. That's wonderful.
And the ship people loved it because they were in on a joke with the publisher of Mad.
It was great. Did you get any pictures?
You know what? All the pictures we have are the backs of people's heads.
I wonder why.
But yeah, because there's no way when you're in a cabin. Great fun. It was great.
Good Days and Mad, that's for sure. And you can get it on Amazon or donate to a charity, and Dick will send it.
And email me.
Yeah. Dick, it's been great. Talk again. A brand new What the Heck Is It contest on gizwizbiz.com. Don't forget, here's your chance to get in early. They start at the beginning of the month. And since this is the beginning of the month, we thought we'd ask for your votes on podcastalley.com. Just cast your vote for GizWiz Biz as your favorite podcast and let the world know.
The Daily GizWiz.
I'm sorry. Did I say GizWiz Biz? Yeah. Daily GizWiz. That's the name of the podcast. And podcastalley.com. They do a little verification thing because you're only allowed to vote once a month. But we would appreciate that vote because we'd like everybody to know about this fun podcast. Thank you, Dick.
Okay, pal. I'll see you tomorrow.